Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shahed, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Every time God is ready to do something, He will call men to prayer. He will not ask you to eat. You will just know the grace will be there. And also Satan will begin to fight you. You will now notice that you will be looking at your altar like this from the parlor. But you will not be going there. So, we understand movement in the spiritual realm by how condensed the atmosphere is with spiritual sacrifices, such as prayer. Many times, people are not even ready or qualified. But because they have stayed long enough on their knees, the heavens always rewards them. This scripture that we read, the person who was speaking here was the first woman. Her name is Eve. The first person who was killed on earth was killed by his family. The first family, whose father and mother saw God, ate the true bread, they ate food prepared by God in the garden. They didn't have to work to live. They worked for purpose. They worked for assignment. It was not as though if you don't work, you will not eat. No, that was because something else happened. As long as they were in the garden, their provision was settled. And can I also tell you today that as long as you are where God has placed you, your portion is settled. There are many places God will require you to be. So, places in the spiritual realm may not just be locations. They can be people. They can be relationships. People that need to be in your life. Because their presence will open certain doors. Haven't you seen people who say, oh, you know so person? Yeah, I've worked for him before. You work for him? That means you can work for him. No need for portfolio anymore. Are you with me now? No, sir. Did you see what he wore last week? I designed it. You did that? No need for portfolio. But when you are not known, when you are not known, you will need to do more work. And for many of you, what you need is for one person to take a chance on you. So that is the focus of our prayer this morning. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Some of you are good. Some of you have developed yourself in different areas. But you see, there is a level of skill you cannot attain or achieve until somebody gives you a fighting chance. You may go to a training school and learn this thing, whatever it is you are doing, until somebody says, I will pay you. So you become better on the job. But you know, during the interview, you are lying and telling them you can work under pressure, you use this software, use that. Meanwhile, the software, you only saw the name. You don't even know what the thing looks like. You just know that thing is there, but you've not really. So when there's, if the interviewer is very weak, he will not probably ask you about the software because he doesn't know. But if you are being interviewed by someone, you say, okay, so what was your role on that? You know, actually, once you hear actually, so there are cases where you, no matter how much you have learned in school, until you are put on that seat, there is a level of mastery. Come on, say mastery. There's a level of mastery you will never attain. Never. write all the computer codes. Do whatever it is. The moment you can tell me as a professor of business that you understand the law of economics, until we give you $500,000, say, please, can you give us 20% of this in 1 year as profit? Then you now realize that a dollar, the exchange rate, if you lose this money, you are going to jail for life. Nobody, your family will not see you again. This is $500,000. That's where you realize all those things you are saying in class. Find the point of equilibrium, all those things. It's just for your exam. It's not when you come to where you will, where your mother will not be able to escort you or to defend you. You will now know that all those things, they are real. People have gone to jail for equilibrium. For not knowing what equilibrium is. They need it in the exam alone, but in real life. You now realize that even when you are the president, all the people around you, 70% of them are there to steal. Even if you are a pastor. Because you can't, the people that, their names are Christian, Emeka, Oluwatayo, Michael, they are the ones that will steal. Mukhtar may not steal, even though he will go to hell, but he will not steal. So there's a level of mastery that you will only attain when you are put on the spot. And when you are, you find yourself in those sort of environment, you must begin to embrace another new form of learning. We know the job. How do I gain mastery? How long will it take? And one of the ways to do that is to learn in bits and portions. If you look at the software and say, oh, you'll be mesmerized. Just go there. Today I want to learn how to click file. Just click file. Import. Document. Say, okay, oh, yeah, do it 10 times. Oh, yeah, go. To come tomorrow. That's how you do it. You learn in bits. I'm saying this because an entire family, who didn't know what it meant to lose a family member, we are suddenly thrown into mourning by someone from the same family. And you are here thinking that nobody can kill you. Or nobody's after you. The first person who died was killed by his brother. They saw God, though. When the earth was still young, no homosexuality, no smoking, no drinking, he killed his brother. So if Cain was here now, what do you think he would be doing? When sin was young, nobody could even describe or define it. The guy learned sin. See, and God had to tell him, you must master sin. Huh? Everything about life is about mastery. God warned Cain. Say, you must master sin. Once sin gets a hold on your soul, the goal is to spread like a virus. So you may not be given to alcohol now, but you will, once you start with chika or Cassandra, the only way to justify your sin is that you have to go all the way. And Cassandra doesn't go to Mr. Biggs. What do you mean? Don't take champagne. No, don't say that. Where we are going, you will drink. Just a sip. And you start by taking a video, putting it on your status, even though you didn't drink. From there, you graduate, till you are completely destroyed. The scripture says, give alcoholic drinks to him that is ready to perish. So if you walk into any place and whoever is there offers you alcohol, including Smirnoff. Are you still here? You know, I told you, sin wants to master you. So sin will never tell you, start from the top. You start from the bottom. Smirnoff was a way to introduce Christians into alcoholism. It was a very smart way. And I told you when we did our graduation at the bank then, that was the song what they were sharing. Everybody started drinking, nothing do you because you did. That was what we started, everybody started singing. Well, it started with Smirnoff. Nobody thought Smirnoff could give us that impact. And you see, even after 17 years, I still remember the way the section of the beach at Izieleko and how we were dancing. I saw the face of the guy that was, is still in my head. But about 7 years ago, the guy was having a conversation. He was telling me, no, you have to relax, you know, he was trying to disciple me on why when you close from work, you should not go home direct, you know, just don't go home, just relax, there's a club around. He's not even aware that I remember where his journey started from, when he was dancing by the beach. Satan can wait too. Satan can wait. You are the one who thinks that you can't wait, that you are in a hurry for your destiny. Satan can wait. He's 20 years. His goal is that by the time he gets you to where he wants to get you, God will reject you. That this one, no, I don't want him again. Now when you are the one who thinks he's in there. No. If you know how patient that man is, you will not play with him. Shayo. Now look at your life from that time to now. You are born in a Christian home. You are not, even though you are not drinking, but you ask it, but really what is wrong with it? Shayo. Is it he's asking now, what's wrong with it? Even if you are born in a Delta State or River State where they use alcohol for your naming ceremony, you better bring yourself to church. Some things are just better avoided. I'm telling you. Because Satan knows what he's doing. He's going to get worse very soon. So when you observe this type of family that has been exposed to untimely death, people that have lived around the perimeter of the true garden, and now a son is dead, and then God has blessed them with another son. So I'm looking at that son, Seth, which is the lineage from which Jesus came. It was a signal. She said, that woman said, this boy has been given to me as a replacement, right? As a what? For Abel. Do you know that there are replacement destinies? Yoruba people seem to understand this one. I used to have a brother that passed. I never met him anyway. We'll meet when we meet. He died under 1 week. His name was Ayodele. So because he passed, so when we had the next child, my mom named me Ayodeji. Yoruba people seem to understand. I think the Igbo people too have something close to that, where you would give names because of an event, right? I don't know if the Hausas have it, but whatever will be, will be. See, if you get married to a Northerner, your problems are solved by half. By half, except she grows up in Lagos. If she grew up in the north, your problems are solved by half. Half is where you tell her to sit down, she will sit down. But the problem is that because they may not be too ambitious, because whatever will be. So you may have a problem around that area. But if you are also someone that is not ambitious, you are two of you are okay. I say, I want to leave my husband. I say, be patient. Yeah. He cannot provide for me. Say, be patient. You know, it's the outside thing in her talking. It's not God. It's the outside thing in her that is talking to. So when someone is always like, check where is this lady from? If you tell you that, don't take it. Just go and check. Maybe from Niger Delta. Say, don't take it. Well, from what? On top, say, you don't even get work. You the open mouth. And now you defeat the man, no? Say, don't take it. What rubbish. He cannot wash plate. He cannot. Okay, why are you just there at home? And you are hustling. Don't take it. He says, go and check. It's that side. Maybe from Lekki too, you can cut some part there, but it's that side. So, but this is where I'm going. after Enoch was born, it seemed as though, physically, the earth was silent about him. There was no noise around his destiny until he gave birth. The way there are some of us sitting here, or some of those who are watching now, you will notice your childhood was very quiet. Who had a very quiet childhood here? No noise. Ah, okay, okay, my sister. Very quiet. You just, nobody is minding you. You are not minding anybody. You just got to SC, say you've graduated. Okay, collect your certificate, go home. You are in school now. No noise. Nobody is making noise. And it's very easy for you to think that just because some destinies are quiet, that they are not forceful. Your destiny can be quiet, but one step you take can be heavy. Heavy in destiny, with heavy impact. So don't let anybody push you into any mode. Understand that your destiny has a channel that God expects it to pass through. If you don't understand this thing, you will be taken off your God-given path. And every conference you go, you will wish to be like the person speaking. There are many people I appreciate and I love, but they are on their third marriage. High achievers, but divorced. Do you still want to be like her or like him? If he gives you a business advice, go and sleep, it will work. But you can't fix it. You can't manage one woman. Say, that's how God wrote it. That's not how God wrote it. You confuse your business acumen. For keys to marital success. It's different. It's good to know what you have and what you don't have. If you are a very strong-willed man, the chances that you will not have a happy home is very high. Yeah. I say if you are very strong-willed, and some of them are looking at me now. You cannot... If somewhere in your head you see a woman as beneath you, like beneath you. I know it's a man thing. Even though they are looking as if they are holy, but every man knows what I'm talking about. Somewhere in your head, you see a woman as beneath you. But if you are controlled by that thought, you will really have a happy life and happy home. What are we talking about this morning? The moment this brother, are you with me? The moment this brother gave birth, they called him Enoch. Put that scripture. Give me Message translation on this and amplify. Let me see what they are saying. Message and... At that time, men began to call upon God by the name of the Lord. Give me Message. And Seth had a son whom he named Enoch. That's when men and women began what? And what? In the name of God. So what happened to this man while his destiny seemed to be very quiet was that God wanted something to emerge. God wanted his life to become a signpost for something significant. They didn't have clocks and calendars then. So seasons were measured by men. That's why if you read those ancient books and even in Bible history, you will hear in the year of the king, in the year of this so-so king, they used men to measure times and seasons. Significant men. Your life will be significant. Amen. So significant that people may not remember their day, but say, do you remember when? And they will mention your name. That means, even if you are no more on the scene, God has so much elevated your name that you now become a relevant signpost that whenever they want to talk about a man that God has favored, when they want to describe a woman that God lifted from the ground, when they want to speak to a man whose prophecy all of a sudden emerged, they will use you as a, and say, God, as you did it for Tina, as you did it for Busayo, as you, Lord, in the same way, by a strong and mighty hand, do it for me, do it for me, do it for me. That becomes a signpost for your destiny. If you don't understand signposts, you may not have a reference point to describe something that you may be expecting. Because if the Lord says, bring forth your strong reasons, you may not even know how to describe what you're asking for. You know you want God to help you, but how? You don't know. Because you may be asking for too small. And what you're asking for may be too small. And God doesn't do small things. The scripture said that when Enoch was born, God introduced a technology called prayer. God used Enoch as a signpost to introduce something that the earth would now require, that men would now require for the advancement of their destinies. For you to move forward with God is to such a degree that no man can stop you. God said, okay, they are ready. So Adam, being the first generation, Abel, or Cain and Abel, being the what? The second. Seth, the fourth generation, Enoch. The scripture teaches us that when there is a curse upon a family, it is somewhere around the third and fourth generation that God will now begin to look for a restoration position to release that lineage. Some of you are listening to me now. Look back. So for those of you who know about your family, you will notice you are somewhere between the third and the fourth. So that means you are qualified to break the pattern. That means you are qualified to walk out of that pain. I am prophesying to somebody this morning. I said you are qualified to walk out completely. To walk out completely. You, as I'm talking to you, I want you to carry your children in your womb. I want you to carry your husband. I want you to carry your children's children. And I want you to walk out with them. I want you to walk out with them. I want you to declare I'm coming out. I want you to declare I'm walking out. We are coming into a new day. We are coming into a new season. We are fulfilling our prophecy, not just as an individual, but as generation upon generation, upon generation upon generation. We are fulfilling destiny. We are breaking the curse, and we are starting the blessing. I say we are breaking the curse, and we are starting the blessing. He said, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to consider that in this scripture, it was not just one person. There was a revelation. There was an unveiling. There was something that God released upon the earth. And men began to find that it was possible to communicate with God. Men began to realize it's actually possible to talk to God and get a response, to secure a significant response. Do you know that actually that you can actually develop yourself to be able to engage with God and come out with an answer? Oof. The power of answered prayer is the most powerful gift after redemption that a believer can lay his hand on. That when you are confused, you just tell your friends, give me 3 days. Give me 3 days. You have worked so closely with God that you know that you just need about 3 days. And you go and you prepare. You know the way the high priest prepares. Before he goes into the presence of God, he prepares, he sorts everybody. So when I go, nobody should look for me. This is not a WhatsApp this, what we are going to bring back. We not require phone. Give your phone to your wife. Be picking all the calls. Take your writing materials and your Bible. If you have Facebook on your iPad, delete it. If you have Instagram, you don't need those things. Nigeria will be okay. You don't need any news update. Delete Punch News and Premium News. What else do you have? So maybe... Channel, oh, delete that damn thing. Delete that thing out of your phone. You don't need it for now. So you can now get your headset. Get your writing materials. Download some songs from Dunsin. You prepare to go. Don't be careless. Prepare to go. The high priest will have to go through some washings and cleansing. He's going to, the high priest was not living in sin like the other people. But look at what God requires of him. The high priest was not drinking with them in the last 1 year. The high priest was always somewhere around the perimeter of the temple, but now he has to go represent them, which means he will have to bear their sins. We have to bear their sins. So he will now become their sin. He will now become their sin. Lord, the Bible says, Daniel prayed and confessed the sins of his own sins and the sins of his nation. So as a high priest, as an intercessor, if you want to know this technology, you must know how to carry the burden of your generation. The Bible says men began to pray and to call upon the name of the Lord. That means God revealed his name. God revealed his name. This Enoch, something unique about him, about his generation. He was a significant signpost. He was so significant. Somehow, these guys learned how to walk with God. Now, what do we consider a snapshot into how these people called upon God's name? You will get a brief snapshot from the book of Job. Job is the oldest book in the Bible. Even though it's placed somewhere in the middle of the Bible, somewhere in the middle of the Old Testament, but Job is older than Moses. You may not believe it, but when Moses sees Job, he will say, "Sir, Baba, Grandpa," because they are not mates. Wow. This guy didn't have a Bible, but he learned how to. You are not getting it. There was no template that Job followed, but somehow he was able to stumble and he found there was something here. How did Job learn how to erect sacrifices? Who taught him? They stumbled into certain things. Do you know, as a generation, you can stumble into certain things, and when you tell people, they will argue, but it's working. That thing is working. That's why people don't understand what tithing is. They don't understand. They think it's about money. No. The reason why God made it compulsory for the nation of Israel, is because whatever altar you give to, secures you. So God put it as a law to ensure their blessing remains consistent. It was a law. But as New Testament believers, it is not a law in that sense. It's not a law that, you must. The law of the New Testament is the law of love. Which means, if truly I am married to you, and I love you, as I'm earning my salary, you have my ATM card. So your wife must know your PIN. Say amen. But you must not remember her PIN. Oh boy. See what now? You said what? It's not balanced. Okay, you should know each other's PIN. Don't let me say what is coming to my mind. The bottom line is that the less is always blessed by the greater. That's the principle. So, okay, delete the word tight. Look at the principle. The prayer of a beggar can't help you. It's painful, but it's true. The prayer of a beggar can't help you. If it could help him, it would have helped him.
Yes, sir.
The only thing that can help Rebecca is after you have helped him and God has blessed him, he should also help somebody else.
Yes, sir.
Because the one who gives is the one that is blessed.
Yes, sir.
So it's not about money. It's a way of life. It's a principle you can put in your business. It's a principle you can tell yourself every 3 months, I will take some of my nice clothes and give it out. He said, you just let it. You want to read that one in the Bible again?
No.
There's also another principle that, oh my God. Maybe we'll talk about this in the second service. We'll talk about the firstborns. Huh? Deliverance of the firstborns.
Huh?
See, this period there, there's one song I used to sing when I'm alone. Holy Ghost, don't let me be normal. It's a song I like to sing when I want to gyrate spiritually. And the next 1 or 2 weeks, I will not be normal here. Because what many of you are dealing with is not in any chemistry textbook. The scripture says, the first child that opened the womb belongs to who?
To God.
Is that a tithe?
No.
Is that a principle of the tithe?
Yes.
That the first belongs to God. Even up to your first son is a priest. Are you still here? That's why you find that many first sons, they struggle. Because many of them, their names, it was Shekpe. They used to name them Shekpe, the alcohol. Some of you here, it was beer and 3-3. They served during your naming ceremony. And somebody took away your placenta. They did not even know. Everybody was drunk. Everybody was drunk.
God have mercy.
Some of you are laughing. I told you, go and ask your parents. How was my name? He said, ask. Instead of fighting with them, sit down before they die. Ask them, where did you do my name? He said, it was at Emurele. Okay, where is Emurele? Is it not that place with Joe that they don't have, like, they say the witches there fly in the afternoon. Say yes. Say, and you did my name in there. Say yes. He say, at that time, the witches never too plenty. Ask questions. Then, your dad was very rich. When we gave birth to you, after then, it started coming down. Write it down. Don't use your head to memorize or put on your recorder with your headset. Put it on the table. Don't let them know you are recording. Let mommy talk. Let daddy talk. Some of you are not even aware that your mom was not the first wife. You are not aware. You are just chopping life. So you need to ask. And because these things are bloodline patterns, you will always see it somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. And the still coming back, when you see those things, you will now go back to God and begin to call upon His name. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you still here?
Yes.
So there's a principle of the first. Every first child is a priest. And we'll talk about that in the first service. I lived in a house in Lagos where all the male children died young. Died young as in 30, 40. And all of them were married, but they never gave birth. All the male children, all the daughters gave birth, married. All the male children died one after the other. One of them happens to be my landlord. Until he died, there was no accusation of, maybe he had a child outside. Inside and outside, no child. All their wives became widows, childless. When they move out, they give birth. But the daughters born in that family, all the men, they married, lawyers, bankers, they did well. That was the first house I rented in Bagada. So you can lie to yourself and tell yourself that this earth is not a battleground. But I sincerely hope that your parents have prayed for you. Many of our parents, they didn't know the Bible, but they were always in church. They knew something. There are things they didn't want you to be exposed to. So they went and started praying early. Started praying. Haven't you seen any, some of our parents, that your dad goes to Catholic church, your mom goes to MFM?
Yeah.
You've not seen those kind of families?
Yeah.
Or somebody is going to Anglican, the other is going to Deeper Life.
Yeah.
And you didn't ask. Say, I like my family. We are very liberal. Oh, my kaka. You are still a child. You are still a child. Yeah, they play. People are born into this world with battles. Some people inherit battles by virtue of the family they come through. Some people come into this world without sin, without offense, they meet battles. Some people's battles started the day they were named. Some people inherited battles by virtue of the mother that gave birth to them. Some people inherited battles by virtue of the father that gave birth to them. Some people inherited battles simply because of the name of their family. Some people inherited battles because of their friends. Some people, you don't write letter to these things, they come. So to be spiritually naive and hide your head like the ostrich in the ground will not help you. The Bible says this generation, a time came in the days of Enoch, they began to call. That means they observed that something, the earth is out of course. Some things are no more balanced. It's time for us to pray. And this prayer is not, I will tell you the kind of prayer we are talking about here. It's not the one that you pray today or you pray at special programs alone. I will tell you how you pray that prayer. The scripture says in the book of, I think it's Romans chapter 10, probably from verse 13, it says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Shall be saved. So if you are a Christian, Romans 10:13, and you fail or refuse to call upon the name of the Lord, you will be what? Destroyed. Whosoever is a blanket statement, is open. Starting from how you come to Jesus, giving your life to Him. I went to preach in a church, I will not tell you the name, but it's a popular church. The church is a zona headquarter in Lagos, but the zona pastor is not baptized in the Holy Spirit. To be a zona pastor, you would have been ordained a deacon or a brother. You would have been ordained a brother. Then you become a deacon. Then you become an assistant pastor. Then you become a full pastor. Peradventure, you are blessed. You'll be given a parish to office to head. And then at some point, you become you rise through the ranks and become a zona pastor. So delete the other one. But when I went to preach in the church, the moment I came down from the, this is somewhere in Ikorodu, the moment I came down from the vehicle, I was met with gunshots. Pa, 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 pa. And me as the guest minister, even though I'm a man of God, I've once been on the streets. The person that was supposed to come and pick me, meet me, he ran away. Left me. So I also took off. And after the exchange of gunfire, the brother came, said, I'm so sorry. I say, you are mad. How can you leave the guest minister? He said, the moment. I said, you should have told me to follow. He said, that kind of thing. Everybody will take over. I said, can you imagine the useless PA that they gave me? He said, everybody will take over. Are you even a PA? Are you even a PA? Can you imagine what you are saying? Somebody will tell you. You now let me ta 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 ta. Did you tell me that when I get here, I should be careful that I will meet with gunfire and everything? This guy just took off. Thank God that even me, I have some skills. So I took off. I went into a filling station and I hid my head there. And God saved me. Only for me to get to the church and to meet a very angry pastor. Ewo. I will preach, because if you know where I'm coming from now, I'm not joking, no. This is not this Ikorodu here. Ta 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 ta. That's where we heard the ta ta ta. It's not tam. It's ta ta ta. So that means the thing is spreading. So you have to be, you and your destiny, may God help you. Only for the pastor say, actually we are behind time. I say, you are not behind time. After what I saw here, I will preach. Then I was a keyboardist there who was, I thought he looked very agile, you know. Very agile. I said, come on, step on the keyboard right now. The guy just played, he said no, he said it's off camp. The guy doesn't know C on the keyboard. But he sat there. I said, just give me a sound. Thinking that once the sound comes in, the Holy Spirit will begin to move. They say, ah, sorry, sir. He's just sitting there. I said, today, not today. Originally, what else am I going to see here today? This one that is sitting so gallantly like Michael, but he doesn't know C. I said, give me a sound. The guy said, no, I cannot give you a sound. Then the assistant said, he doesn't know how to play keyboard. I said, so what's he doing there? He said, just sitting there. I had to depend on my destiny and my God, you know, just. So after preaching for like 2 hours, because I must use my time, after what I saw. Because if I had died, the zonal pastor would not even know what I look like. Yeah. Say, hey, is he here? They say he was coming here. Is the guest minister? Ah! So I beg, give me a mic. Let me preach. The mic, I said, let the Holy Spirit come up. I suddenly heard the pastor that was arguing about Shabrate Godo Safata. Then the person that invited me said, this is the first time he speaks. I said, our pastor is filled the Holy Ghost. I said, is zonal pastor? You know they speak in tongues. I said, more fire. I started giving him more fire. I said, oh yeah, at least take this one. So when I go, you know how to call upon the name of the Lord. So it's very possible. You may look at somebody that looks so big and gallant, but spiritually is an infant. It's a child. And you can look at a child like this, but because of how he was raised, he's an elder. So we don't look at people with these eyes. We look at them with the spiritual eyes. That's how you know who you are dealing with. There is nobody that is a witch that will look like a witch. If he looks like a witch, it's not the light. It's not a witch. If the person looks like a wizard or a warlock, it's not a warlock. He's just dressing like them. So we must discover or rediscover the well of answered prayers. Note, I did not say prayer. The well of answered prayer. It gives a whole new coloration to your Christian life. You can go to God and say, this problem, what is the expiry? He will tell you this thing 3 years' time. Leave it. Don't pray. Just this thing is 3 years. Leave it. The average Christian, especially in Africa, doesn't know how to pray and get answer. Because for every prayer, there is definitely going to be a requirement. There's a way God wants you to approach Him on that matter. If you don't approach Him on that matter, your journey will be very long. When Daniel, who is my role model when it comes to prayer, when Daniel was accused, when they wanted the head of Daniel, because the king had declared that all magicians should be killed, Daniel said, give me, why is the king's command so hasty? Give me one night. Daniel had exercised his faith. Come on, say exercise. He had trained himself and his faith. He had learned by reason of use, prayers, on his own when there was no problem. He had developed his spiritual muscles for the night. There are people that cannot pray at night. The muscle you need in the day is different from the one you need at night. You know, have you ever been faced with a challenge that you laid on your bed all through but you couldn't sleep? Some of you have not faced challenges in life because you have people that are praying for you. I said, have you been faced with a challenge? That even though you laid on the bed, maybe something happened at the office the previous day. You couldn't sleep. Meanwhile, the person that will decide your case is sleeping. So that energy is the one you will use to develop your muscle. If there is no reason, people don't stay up at night. Instead of staying up at night to think, stay up at night to pray. Develop that muscle before the day of trial will come. Be fine. Be handsome. Be tall. Have cat eyes or eagle eyes. But develop your muscle for prayer. Because you may know a lot of scripture. But the reason why many people find it so easy to misinterpret the scripture is because they have not spent time with God. I say, Father, I receive the grace to tarry in the place of prayer. When we come back for the second service, I will not preach much, but we will pray much. Are you ready? So, we are going to take just one or two prayer points this first service. You see that thing you are praying for? That thing you are praying for. It's not by power, by might. It's not by what? Orungbodo shisile. The heavens must open. Huh? The heavens must open. There's a way to be open. There's a way the heavens must open. Huh? On you alone, no? Huh? And rain will begin to pour. Huh? There's a kind of rain that makes a man faster than horses. Huh? All those things you think you have lost, opportunities that you have lost, what we need is for the heavens to open. But look at how Elijah prayed. He prayed 7 times. And a time is 1 hour. It's just like when Jesus prayed and he came back 3 times. Will you not tarry with me for 1 hour? That means between the first time he went to pray and came back, it was 1 hour. Because the work of redemption was so serious, God will not even allow him to approach it in the flesh. God will not allow his own son. God will not excuse his own son. God will not excuse his own son. Jesus without sin. Jesus that has never, Jesus has never seen Mary Magdalene say, this one now, when I'm ready now, she's the one I'll marry. She will be mommy Jill. Jesus has never thought about it. He has never thought like, between Mary of that of Magdalene and Mary of his, one of them, they are very fervent, and she's my speck. Jesus did not have speck. He made everybody, so he didn't have speck. You are the one that is that has refused to marry because you are looking for a tall brother. You are the one that has refused to marry because you are looking for a type of brother. Those ones you are looking for are married. Even me, if you had shown me the Benga of today, 17 years ago, I would think he's my elder brother. Do you know why? I look completely, I don't wear keep beards. I skin my head like this brother. I skin my head. I just put on one transparent pair of glass. You won't even know I'm wearing anything. Just like the way, if you know the way Dr. Tunde Bakra used to look in those years, I just skin the hair and just. My wife used to so much hate it, but I used to enjoy. Anytime she complained, I'm happy. you know. But now, and I was like this, very to the glory of God, just like this, very slim. So if I had met me today, this today's date is first, right? If I had met this version in the future, I'm like, you look like someone I know, because there's no way I would have imagined that I'll still be in Nigeria. I had idols. It is only on the ground of prayer we can take away idols. Because idol will hinder your prayers. I wanted to marry a white person. But it was a secret in my heart. If I did not achieve that, I wanted to marry an Igbo woman. But it was that one was known to some people. Then in terms of height and everything, there was a speck. Even though I was lying and saying it is God that we choose. But in my heart, I had those things. But God called them idols. You see, time has a way of sorting everybody. If I were you, you would stop lying to yourself. Because you lie to yourself and you allow people to lie to you. If you know what you want, it will be very hard for anybody to lie to you. So today, we want to pray. And the prayer for this service is just for 5 minutes. But get ready, if you don't have khaki, go and look for khaki to wear for second service. We pray according to the spirit of that song I was singing here. Holy Ghost, don't let me be normal. Holy Ghost, allow my head to scatter. That's a prayer, it's a prayer song. So you pray like, some of you have never prayed like a madman before. You are so poised. But today, the spirit of prayer will fall upon you. You know, you are so pretty. But after this second service, can we ask the Lord for open heavens this morning? Now, believe me, rise on your feet. Believe me, no matter the level where you are operating at, there is a level above levels. I said there is a level above levels. I said there is a level above levels. Hiya. If there is a level where you have to save and pay for everything, there is a level where others will tell you, don't worry. Now, before we pray, take this prayer, I want you to quickly think through in your mind what you consider to be so difficult that only God can do now. That's what I want you to. So we are only praying about one thing. For this service, and then we'll start the second service with coming in with a prayer mood. Have you thought about what you want to pray about?
Yes.
Now, this matter will require God to open the heavens, because the flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that gives life. Are you ready to pray? In John chapter 15 and verse 7, the word of God says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you shall ask whatever you want and it shall be done unto you. Peradventure, you are in this meeting this morning and you are operating under a closed heaven. The closed heaven may be in the area of your marital journey, or it may be in the area of your your career, or you are dealing with strong family patterns. As we pray today, I want you to imagine Elijah as he prayed until the hand of God came down. Now, if you are here and you are married, go and hold the hands of your spouse. If you are here and you have your sibling, your brother, your sister with you, go and hold their hand. If you don't fall into any of this category, hold the hands of the person standing beside you. Look for a partner. As we pray this morning, are you here? As we pray this morning, I want you to carry every member of your family in your heart now. put them in your mind as you pray. Because this deliverance will happen not just for you. Come on, say amen. But for your family members. Now you are going to say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say it again, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens hear your voice. Let them open. Let the heavens open. Send rain upon our land, upon our family. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. You are permitted to leave your neighbor if they will not pray the way you want them to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open and send rain. Send rain. We don't want to be barren. We no longer want to be barren. We no longer want to be barren. We no longer want to be barren. Zekataye bayia la kure and de saida. Zokate yamia kabale godorosaya. Let the heavens open. 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 Zekata ye gaba yele korate saya. Zekata yedele bodo sotaya da la barase. Rabe yakata yele boko toye gadaya. Zekata yele bolo de sitaya la baida. Rabba baba yendo lodo zotaya daba. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Men began to call upon the name of the Lord. How badly do you want it? How badly do you want it? How badly do you want it? Zekataye ba yekataya. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Children, begin to pray. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Ayakataya. Let the heavens open. Karebagada yada balegedegedegedea. Roba shakata yedele bozotaya. Lebregedegedegedegede bozokotodia. Let the heavens open. Yegadeba yekasota yelebara. Zeka palegata yekataya. Zekata yebalekatorosa. Zapakata yegele bogotoya. Zekataya, we rabia gazetala, zembregede gede bozota, zakataye bali gazota, zekatale barakataya, zekataye bodo godo godo godo, rebakataye balagazia, zekataye balea, zekataye barasia, zekatele barakataya, zakataye bali gazoya, zeketele ba, zabadeya. Let the heavens open. Lord, let there be the release of rain. 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 Zekata yeba le gadaya. Zekata yeba re de le ya. Zekade baraba ba ba ba. Reba zogadaya lelele. Zokate yele bayala. Zekadaye baraba legedere. Rape sakataye le borosita.
Zekataya balekonda. Zekataya nebelekotonia. Zabaragada balegadaya. Lord, we need rain. Harvest World needs your rain. Lord, as a people, we need your rain. Lord, we need your rain. As families, we need your rain. Over our little ones, we need your rain. Zakade bayinda lagayada. Zegelegede boroseada. Era baleiga duza ligabaya. Zegalebro rakazila. Arebola baregadiasa. Zokate yele borra de gele gaza. Robosha de gadaba ligadoro sitaya. Zekada ba legede borobo sutaya lagada. Zekete le boro sitaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's read from Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 15. Proverbs 16, 15. You see, when we speak about the rain, what we are talking about is God's favor. It must first happen spiritually before it happens materially. It says, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Do you know what the latter rain is? The latter rain is the rain that comes after the first rain, where the first rain prepares the ground, but the latter rain is what helps the ground to be able to sustain the entire cultivation process. Many people saw the first rain. They did not wait to confirm. They entered the market. They entered the road. Then the heavens withheld rain. Listen to me. I remember many years ago, this must have been in the year 1988 or so. I was in school. And I lived in Bauchi State. For so long, there was no rain that the governor... Oh, you see, people can talk. They never open your fire. The governor of the state, who is a Muslim, announced that all schools the next morning must pray. Not that Christians must pray. Every religion that knows how to do anything should come and pray. Because the grounds were now so, and if you've been to the north, where after a long period of no rain, it's not a place you want to be. It's very tough. The ground is very hard, very dry, very sunny. The governor made a proclamation. Those days, you know, I think maybe it was a military era also. Say every school, every government, everybody must pray. A proclamation, just the same way a proclamation was made that in the days of that, nobody should pray. If God wants to change everybody's heart, he will just hold rain. Even the ones that are saying, there's no God, we say, let us pray. Anything, you come and try. Tina, we prayed on the assembly hall. I was attending a university staff school, primary school. We prayed that morning. If you see, Tina, if you see the rain that fell that night, that day, not the next day, the rain, you don't know the power of prayer.
Wow.
Do you notice the governor said schools?
Wow.
Because he knows they are sinners. Yeah. See, but children, He employed a tactic.
Yes,
if children pray,
yes, sir.
God, they quick here.
Yes,
so he said all the schools, primary schools, secondary schools. So they chose, do you know the way they did it in my school? So I'm teaching you how to pray. They picked one person from each arm. So you have primary one, three arms. Give us three people. Till they got to primary six. Whether you believe or not, come out. Pray in whatever religion you believe in. Father, we want to thank you for everything. Father, we want rain. Father, we want rain. In just I was amen. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Somebody has to come out again. Now, the law there that was being employed is a law of repetition. There's a difference between repetition and vain praying. There's a difference between repetition and vain conversation. Jesus said, do not engage in vain praying, but he did not ask us not to repeat.
Yes,
vain praying is quite different. It's a matter of another day.
Yes,
repetitive prayer is that you are insisting.
Yes, sir.
Vain praying is when you are carnal and that request has no basis.
Yes, sir.
We prayed like that. Do you know how many people prayed till we got to primary six? Tina. The heavens knew.
Wow.
What was going on in Bauchi
State?
It was a shock.
Hey.
It was a shock. Same day. Come and say same day.
Same day.
You are expecting God to come tomorrow. Me, I'm talking about today. Same day.
Amen.
Today. Huh? Marks the beginning of your best years. I want you to call upon God. Not tomorrow, today. Not tomorrow, today. Not tomorrow, today. Send rain, send rain. Not tomorrow, today. Not tomorrow, today. I want you to insist. Can we pray one more minute? Not tomorrow. Not tomorrow, not tomorrow. Today, today. Today, today. Lord, send torrents of rain. Let there be rain of revival. Let there be rain of restoration. Let there be rain of recovery. Let there be rain, oh God. Not tomorrow. Today. Yakia makurabaya. Today, oh God, send rain upon this family. 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 Zakata yebalisaya. Rabeya katala masuta. Zakata yenebelokurata. His mercy is as the rain. His favor 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 is as the rain. Mention the name of your family and begin to declare. His favor is as the rain. His favor is as the rain. His favor is as the rain. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I had the opportunity to minister to a family. Very precious, wonderful family. You know, very precious. By the time I was invited to pray with that family, they had just lost a child. They live in a very far away country. They just lost a child. So, and they noticed they've lost children like that around a particular pattern. So I said, let everybody gather. So we're online. We started praying. Don't be so enamored or interested in just being free. You have brothers, you have sisters. Do you want to be the only free person? So what's wrong with everybody moving up together? What's wrong? Or you don't know that family is sweet when everybody's okay? I started prophesying to this family. I started prophesying. It's a long story. I never knew that the death of a child can split couples. But let me tell you this, because I know they are online and they are listening. And because it's a testimony, hallelujah. They
began to have friction among themselves that when Satan came in to take the child, they were not sensitive. One of the signposts you will know that Satan is at your door, not the devil, Satan is at your door, is when you begin to have uncontrollable friction. Uncontrollable. Something will be taken out of that family. You can't escape it. You can't escape it. You must guard the peace of your home. You must guard the peace of your home. You must be jealous over the atmosphere, because anywhere there's rancor, you can't bind the devil, he will come in. You can't bind it. Sorry, bind what? We are family here. Then I began to prophesy to this family. I have not even, up to now, I think I saw them for the first time last week online. I've never seen their faces. I started prophesying and I told them every bus stop where Satan had waited for them. Then I ended that prophecy and I said, but the Lord is showing me. I am holding a young girl, and I'm seeing the Lord hand over this baby to you as a replacement. And they said amen. And I blessed them. They went. That was late last year also. About 3 weeks ago, I got a message. Pastor, you told us we have a child. But not only did you tell us we have a child, you told us the gender of the child. I'm holding my daughter in my hand. So I attended. They are based somewhere in the Australia, but I attended around 5 a.m., which was like some other time then. I joined the naming ceremony. And I could see the excitement. It's not enough to pray. You must be spiritually trained to understand what is going on around you. The day you start having unnecessary friction with those who God has put around you, the day that you find it convenient to question the authority of your husband and he doesn't talk because he can see your madness, or the day you begin to look down on your wife who has labored with you and helped you when you are nothing, the devil is not about to come, he's already inside. I'm telling you that very soon you will hear that something is happening down. Go and check. It's always, you can't miss it. It's not prayer, just look at it. This morning or last night, I got a message from him. And that's what made me remember his testimony. The prayer I prayed with them was on Zoom. There's no distance in the spirit. If God wants to open your file, I don't need to see your face. Somebody is far away, like 13 hours away, according to their time zone. But God opened this file. And a few weeks ago, the baby came. There was nothing the devil could do about it. So today, the Bible says that Elijah, when he was going to call down for fire, he first reset the stones. He repaired the altar. Come on, say repair. He repaired the altar. That means the model that was being used there cannot bring fire. He repaired the altar. He now say pour water. Water symbolizes life. Water symbolizes the word of God. Jesus is the water of life. So today, I speak to your foundations. I speak to your foundations. Be repaired. We reset your foundations. That amen is weak. Listen to me, if you came into this church this morning, it is too late for the devil. Because the Holy Spirit is ready. And I came ready. Listen, there is nothing There is nothing. There is no curse. There is no pattern that will come into this place today. Huh? That the name of the Lord will not be strong enough to take away. Listen, when there is something that is called the Book of Remembrance. But that book was not opened until after Esther fasted. It was the part of the result of that fasting and prayer was what led to the destruction of Haman and the remembrance of Mordecai. So today, as we are ready in second service now, we are going to pray. Eh? And one of the things you will see as a sign that you came to the service today is that people you didn't reach out to will start reaching out to you. People that you have forgotten, that have forgotten about you, they will say, ah, come now, come, come, come. They will call you, they say, come. You are not getting it yet. You are not getting it yet. You are not getting it yet. There was somebody in this church, and some of us, if you are here, you will remember his testimony. He was trying to find his foot back, and while in the church here, the Lord began to, work on him. And one day he came here and gave a testimony that somebody called him and said, your daughter's education is now on me. Some of you, if you are here, you will remember the brother I'm talking about. Huh? And the girl recently graduated from Covenant University scholarship from secondary. Meanwhile, the brother was so bastardized by Satan, by the time he walked into this church, he had no home. His wife had left him. The children had gone. He was sleeping in a library. When I say library, please pay attention that the library space is somewhere like this. And for his height, it was a very small library with books. He would have to sleep on the floor and crouch like this. For him, being able to even find somewhere to lay his head was good enough. But God began to work on him. The wife came back. The children came back. He rented his house. He bought a car. While he was... Look, you can school in... Because he schooled in the UK. Satan doesn't know that one. If Satan wants to mess you up, you will have masters from Cambridge and it will be useless. Listen, today, not just you, your foundations will be remembered. Now, I don't know who this person, but the Lord showed me the picture of somebody here. I saw your parents many years ago, and I perceive that you are privileged to that information. Something happened, and a man of God came around your space, your place, I think maybe your house or something, and he had a major need. He was in so many problems, and your parents helped that person. Now, if you know this story, please raise your hand, because I need to tell you something now. If you know, I'm talking about a family, your parents, maybe your mom or your dad, but you are privy to this matter. I saw something now, but I will not say it until, I will not release that blessing until, where did it happen? Akure, come, what happened to that man? Do you know what happened to the man of God? Do you know the problem he had or the situation? Come. Because, you see, there are blessings that come upon you, not because you God forgot, but because it was not yet time. Huh? What do you know about that man of God?
He wanted to relocate from another state to another state to start his own ministry. And then there was nothing, so my parents had to look for his place for him to start the church. I housed him for a very long time, fed him, and did all of that for him.
No. Now, you have a similar story.
He actually lived with us. He's an Anglican priest. Yes, he was supposed to like start his theology classes in Vining in Akure, and he stayed with us for a very long time.
You want to preach?
Okay, so my parents helped one of the pastor while I was younger.
I'm talking about a pastor that had no other option as at that time, like he needed help really, really at that time. So, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, it was a CSC pastor, and he was having marriage issues. So he had left his wife, and he was stranded. He was having accommodation issues as well. So my mom and dad assisted him financially until he got back to his feet. So the man is in Lagos now.
Now, the things, I'm only talking to one of you here. However commendable the efforts were, and of course there will be a blessing. What does your dad do? What church did you guys attend then? Now, let me prophesy to you. Now, what many people do not realize is that the way God has made this thing is like a debit and credit situation. God gives his servant grace, gives you financial resources. So his grace can benefit you. But the pastor may be very poor. Do you know why most pastors are poor? Do you know why? It's very easy. Do you know why? They don't have time to do what you do. They don't have the time. If they have to be doing 4 hours, 6 hours prayer, fasting, all those things, they will not have time to be going to Lekki. So they accumulate a lot of anointing, but they may be poor. So today, there is a book of remembrance that is going to be opened. Now, for one of you standing here, the Lord said for you and for your children, every time they need to travel out, they will not, you will not spend your money. That means the Lord will give you so much influence that whenever people give to you, they will not consider it a waste. Now, this is because of how you opened your bowels of mercy to seemingly weak servants. You shouldn't respect a man of God because he's dressing well. If he's a man of God, he's a man of God. Where do your parents live? Now, do you know what? Do you know there's a kind of coincidence here? The three of them, their parents live in Akure. Did you know yourselves in Akure? Did you know her in Akure? You knew him. But, okay, but you also know you. Okay, you know both of them. Did you know her in Akure?
Yes.
But it's such a coincidence. So we don't even have anybody from Ogun State in this church. It's amazing. You know, as I look at you, I see. See, look at me. The Lord says, it is not mostly given to you to know by the voice of God what the Lord will have you do. That most of the journeys you will have to make, you will make them by the inner witness and by faith. But the Lord says, just as Esther didn't hear a voice saying fast for 40 days, but she took the decision and God honored it. The Lord said, that is a realm he has opened over you. Because as I saw you taking steps of faith, and I saw a door in front of you, and on that door was written, great help. Great help. It was a massive door. But the Lord said, this door is tied to you taking steps of faith. Sometimes people want to hear a voice, and it's good. But the Lord said, what he has given to you is to be led in your spirit. That means you may not even be too sure. But as long as you take the step of faith, the Lord said, a door that is called what? Will be open to you. Now, this door will not be because of anything you did. It will be because of the door, the hands of favor that your parents stretched out to his servants. God bless you. That first prayer was for you, so do you remember? So you can sit now, my brother. The Lord would have you.
Hey, thank you, Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit came early today. The Lord said that which your parents did is also the life he has called you to. The Lord said, look, I am willing to open my reservoirs to you. Say, I'm willing. Said, as long as you become an open door of ministry and blessing to his servant, he said, I will give you visas that you didn't apply properly for. Do you know those kind of visas? You made some mistakes when filling the form, but you still got it. They said, bring your passport. Then they gave you the visa. You are not looking for it. Huh? That means the future you will have connections and relationships, associations with different nations. You will become influential. Because in the spirit, I heard the Lord call you ambassador. But the Lord said he has called you to the same life he called your parents. So many times you will be required to respond in faith, even when you don't have anything. We are not called to be famous, we are called to be faithful. So, pay attention. I told you I went to preach in Ekiti, was it 2 months ago or so? And in that church, during the service, I prophesied to the pastor. I usually don't prophesy to pastors when I go to their churches. But I prophesied to the pastor. I said, somebody wants to give you a car. If you know me, I have never given, I don't care whether you drive or trek. I did not know that the person who brought me to the church was the person. I did not know. While I went for these weddings we went for, the guy was trying to find me. He was trying to look for me, you know, somewhere around between Ibadan and Akure. Because he had delivered the car. I think the pastor would like to invite me again very soon. Maybe this time I'll prophesy about a house. But do you know that just like the Lord said to me, I want to, the pastor has a car. But I suspect the Lord just wants to change the car, because the car, definitely the car has problems. But do you know, I could have easily told that brother to bring the car to me. God has called us to be faithful. If the Lord makes you a custodian of his reservoirs, of his grace, then you have to be careful. Because from that day, your money is no longer your money. So in the name of Jesus, let the door of influence and global relevance. There's somebody online that's connecting with this prayer. Let it open over you. As I'm looking at you, I'm seeing the face of a Miles Monroe being placed over your face. And that speaks to me of... You will need to emerge. Because the you I'm seeing doesn't look like you of today. It doesn't look like what you are doing now. So, in the scriptures, I recommend Joseph and Daniel to you. Go and study those guys. They came from extremely disadvantaged positions. They were not born somewhere in Banana Island. They were born in Akure. Joseph was born in Akure. Daniel was born in Ayumba, Kogi State. So go and research people that are born there. They are in the book of Daniel and also the book of Joseph. Because what I'm seeing here, people will pay and say, come and talk to us. They will pay your flight, and tell you, please come and talk to us. But don't forget what I told you. God said he's the one opening the heart reservoir. If you despise him, that is the end. So the grace is yours.
Amen.
And it will go with you.
Amen.
And grow with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother. Let's appreciate the Lord. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute and ask the Holy Spirit to review your file now. Ask him to review your file. Ask him to review your file, to look inside that file and begin to minister and begin to bring out information. Begin to pray right now. Holy Spirit, look into my file and begin to bring out relevant information. Legade basota yenemereka saida.
Oh,
Hallelujah. 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 Your voice is too quiet too. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord has asked me to speak a word this morning. Not everybody, but you know that your space has been invaded by Satan and that you have lost control and you are most likely about to make a decision that will affect you in every way. Huh? Your space has been invaded and you are not talking about, I'm talking about in a major way. That is, you are going through a crisis. Huh? I have a word for you. Please come quickly. Quiet. Moduro Nidu Ayore. Moduro
Ayemale kada, se moduro.